Welcome to As It Was, Tales from the Mythical State of Jefferson. Predictions of rain were threatening disaster at the 4th Annual Strawberry Festival in Roseburg, Oregon, in May 1913. But the clouds cleared, and the festival had 3 days of perfect sunshine that drew thousands of enthusiastic travelers from around the state. Even the Portland Oregonian newspaper acknowledged the impressive parades, marching bands, floats, horse riders, and the Queen and her court. Sidewalk stands provided free strawberries, perfect in size, color, aroma, and flavor. A tethered hot air balloon rose on a 1,000-foot cable, giving brave passengers breathtaking views of the city and surroundings. Some 3,000 spectators went to the fairgrounds to see the carnival's main feature, a Wild West show. Costumed cowboys and Indians performed on horseback, and others rode bucking broncos. Desperados armed with six-shooters added drama by reenacting a realistic stage robbery. Good guys pursued the bad guys, who fell from their saddles in a shootout, most likely recalling for some old-timers genuine holdups of the past. The 3-day carnival closed with a grand ball at the Armory. Today's episode of As It was written by Emily Blakely, edited by Kernan Turner, and produced by Raymond Scully. I'm Shirley Patton. As It Was is a co-production of JPR and the Southern Oregon Historical Society. To share stories or to learn more about the series, visit asitwas.org.